I sometimes think it would be easiest to hop on my right foot to get from place to place, but I haven't yet had the courage to try it. Logically, hopping should work, but somehow I just know I'll end up sprawled out on the floor. Anticipating this outcome really shouldn't deter me from giving it a shot, as I end up sprawled out on the floor most of the time anyway. I have big, colorful bruises all over me. I can't believe I haven't fractured a hip or dislocated my knee. Thank God I have strong bones and loose joints. I guess I realize that hopping isn't a practical long-term solution for mobility. This is where the granny cane helps. Before I take a step with either foot, I take a step with my right hand on the cane, gaining some stability and assurance. Then I shift my weight into my right hand as much as possible to lessen the burden on my untrustworthy left leg, and I step my right foot forward to meet the cane. Now my left leg is somewhere behind me, and the trick is to first remember that I have a left leg and to believe that it is somewhere behind me. Then I have to find it and get it next to me. The natural way to do this, of course, would be to pick it up and take a stride forward. But much to the dismay of my pride, I don't do this. I lift my left leg up and try to walk like a normal person, well, a normal person with a granny cane, only if I'm on the mat in the gym and someone's spotting me. If I lift my left leg up off the ground, I can and do lose track of where it is in the blink of an eye, and then I can't anticipate when it's going to make contact with the floor, and I always guess too soon or too late, and I end up doing something weird and painful to myself that concludes with me sprawled out on the floor. So I drag my left leg. It's much safer, and my chances of forward progress go up considerably if my left foot never loses connection with the floor. I know this looks pathetic, but I'm wearing black elastic waist pants just like my mother's, a hot pink fleece hat, mismatched socks, and no makeup. I think it's safe to say that vanity is no longer my biggest concern. Plus, now's not the time to be daring. If I fall, Martha and my mother will scurry over to help me off the floor, and I don't want anyone's help. Cane, step, drag, breathe. Cane, step, drag, breathe. I can feel them watching me. Don't think about them, Sarah. You can't afford to get distracted. You are walking to the bathroom. You are walking to the bathroom. Cane, step, drag, breathe. My mother blows her nose. She's not coming home with me. She thinks she can just show up and be my mother. It's not happening. It's too little, too late. Stop it. Don't think about her. You are walking to the bathroom. Cane, step, drag, breathe. I can't believe Bob talked about this with her without talking to me first. I can't believe he decided this with her instead of deciding the exact opposite thing with me. What was he thinking? Don't think about it now. Talk to him later. You are walking to the bathroom. Cane, step, drag, breathe. Breathe. I've made it to the toilet, and I want to yell out, "I did it!" and "See, I don't need either of you!" But it would be premature to celebrate and probably unwise to gloat. I haven't done what I came in here to do, and I have miles to go before I pee. I take a deep breath, preparing to let go of the granny cane, aiming to grab the stainless steel safety rail next to the toilet. In the terrifying moment between cane and rail, I feel like a flying trapeze artist swinging from one bar, reaching for the next, high above the ground, show-stopping catastrophe only the slightest miscalculation away. But I make it. Breathe. Next step. Dear left hand, I need you to find the waistband of my pants and underwear and pull them down. I know this is a lot to ask, and I hate to bother you with this, but my right hand is busy keeping us off the floor, and I don't want to ask anyone else for help. So I really need you to do this. Please. Nothing happens. Where the heck is my left hand? It has to be in here somewhere. I find my diamond ring and then my hand. Oh no, I'm still holding that damn spoon. Dear left hand, please let go of the spoon. You have to let go of the spoon so you can find the waistband of my pants and underwear and pull them down before I pee. Please let go of the spoon. Nothing happens. Let go. Release. Open. Unfold. Relax. Please. Nothing. I'm about to lose it. I feel like I'm trying to persuade an overtired, disobedient, willful toddler to see reason and cooperate. I want to scream, "Listen to me, hand. Do what I say right now or you're spending the rest of the day in a timeout." I really have to pee, and I'm not at all good at holding it, but I refuse to ask for help. I can do this. I went to Harvard Business School. I know how to problem solve. Solve this problem. Okay. Keep the spoon. That's fine. We'll use it. Dear left hand, find the waistband of my pants and underwear and spoon them down. To my amazement, this works. It takes me several tries and calm coaxing, and I'm glad no one is in here to witness this process, but I manage to pry my pants and underwear down to my thighs with a spoon. Almost there. Holding on to the safety rail for dear life with my right hand, I lower myself onto the toilet seat. Sweet relief. The rest is relatively easy. I wipe with my right hand, wriggle my underwear and pants back on while seated with my right hand, grab onto the safety rail, hoist myself up, and lurch from the rail to my granny cane. Then I turn and take a few small steps over to the sink. I lean my pelvis against it and let go of the cane. Like I've been working on in therapy every day, I scan left of the spigot to find the hot water handle with my right hand. I turn the hot water on and wash my right hand. I don't bother trying to wash my left hand. I dry my hand on my pants, get a firm hold of my cane, and walk out of the bathroom. Cane, step, drag, breathe. I'm almost there. See? You don't need Martha. You don't need any more rehabilitation at Baldwin, and you definitely don't need your mother. I hear Martha laughing. Against my better judgment, I look up from my cane and foot. I look up and see that Martha is laughing at me, and my mother is trying not to. "What's so funny?" I ask. "You might want to reconsider your mother's offer to help you," says Martha. That tipped the scale for my mother, and now they're both cracking up. "What?" I ask. My mother puts her hand over her mouth like she's trying to stop herself, but she makes eye contact with Martha and gives in, laughing even harder. "Where's your left hand?" asks Martha, wiping her eyes with the heel of her hand. I don't know. A tingling prelude to unrecoverable embarrassment rushes through me as I search for my left hand. Where is my left hand? I have no idea. I ignore their laughter and the fact that I'm not concentrating nearly enough on standing upright in the middle of the room and try to find my diamond ring. But I don't see it anywhere. Whatever. Ignore them. I'm about to carry on with getting back to my bed when I suddenly notice the feel of smooth metal against my thigh. My bare thigh. The spoon. I look down and scan left. My left arm is tucked into my pants.